WRVV 690 Mobile. WSEU 445 Monitoring. I'll be standing by. WSEU 445, this is WRWW 601.
This is 601, I'm checking. 5. Probably still going to be a little broken up.
Yes, sir, you are broken up for sure.
I'll call you back when I get to YouTube.
I'll be standing by. This is WRTP 347 mobile monitoring. In and out real bad. I don't know if you have the MMO base on your antenna, but I had to check mine. I actually, the cap that tightens down and tightens it to the body had actually loosened up and I lost my ground.
Yeah, I'll check my antenna today at work. I'll bring the car in the station. It's usually, I have no problem. So.
Right there at the beginning of that transmission was great, and then it started to break up and chop at the end.
All right. That sounds like it's going to me.
It sounds like it's getting loose. Check that, because like I said, that's what happened to mine. I cleaned the grounds on the inner side of the roof, and then I tightened the nut down on that base and then reinstalled my antenna again, and my truck radio is really clear now. On my base today, I'm off till the 2nd, so I know it's nothing on this side.
I'll go through all my attention at work, and I'll shoot you a text when I leave work in the morning to try and recontact you.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Jeremy. WSEU 445, clear, monitoring.
WFEH922 monitoring. Everybody must be asleep this morning.
Well, I'll try to get in. I'm in the mobile with 25 watts, WRKH444. And we're going north on 24 at 75 back to Oxford. Have a good day, everybody. WRKH, 444 clear.
WFCI 392 mobile.
WFCI 783, what's going on? 392. Howdy, howdy, out on the road to go get Luna.
We're on the road as well, doing our running. Gotta go get a speaker bar and some groceries.
Don't forget that wireless subwoofer. Go with it, boy.
That's the plan. We're going to upgrade what's in the bedroom, and then the regular speaker bar is going to go in the basement.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I thought you might want to take me into my offer to play tonight just to get you out of the house.
Yeah, we got a bunch of running around, and the girls are doing the t-shirts today for the kids, and then we're supposed to play the new Mario Party game with the kids tonight.
Well, that definitely sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we'll enjoy the little off-season. We've been playing all year. It'll take a couple week break. We'll be all right.
All right, well, safe travels. I'll say goodbye to everybody. WSTI 783. I'm clear of yours.
All right, enjoy Luna the Tuna. We'll talk to you later. WSTI 392, clear.
SEE 848.
Monitoring.
Pretty out there, but you broke up pretty good.
A lot of skipping on it. I don't know if it's my end or not, but
just trying to get my call signs up to normal. I haven't been done this in a while, so it's W Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848. Go ahead.
I'm taking my radio on the reality of my creating my location center.
Still having a hard time hearing you. I'm in a mobile. I'm in here downtown Flint, traveling to Tyrone Township. And it sounded a lot better than what you did when you first broadcast. It was just, you know, cutting in and out really bad. Are you in a, you got a walkie-talkie, or you're in an actual base or mobile?
I use a handheld radio. Ocean, you remember
the X. Dad, I'm talking on a Midland antenna with a rated oddity, GP20. Same thing as Jack's talking on. And I heard you a lot better that time. Back to you. Copy that. I didn't just barely heard you there a little bit, but hey, we're gonna be on our final here. We gotta make a phone call real quick. So this is Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848 monitoring. We're clear.
WSES 772 mobile and monitoring.
I'm Charlie Zuger, 810 mobile monitoring as well. Good morning, 772.
Good morning to you as well, and a happy New Year to you. Just happened to be traveling through the area and heard some activity and figured I'd throw a call sign out there as well.
Welcome to the area. I hope your trip is enjoyable, and happy New Year season to you and yours as well.
Just working my way up towards Traverse City at the moment, and got a little sunshine here in the car, so it's nice. I'm 75 and 10 is basically where I'm at right now, just outside of Midland.
Okay, I know exactly where you're at. You passed me a little bit ago. I'm down here in Bridgeport, Saginaw area.
Yeah, I just kind of sneak up into the area up there in the Traverse and knock a job out today before the end of the year here. And lucky I caught the weather real nice today. Looks like it's going to be a good dry drive all the way over there and back.
Night we had rain mixed in with snow and stuff, yeah, it's looking pretty nice other than being cold today.
Well, thank you again for the welcome to the network, and hopefully I'll talk to you again in the future. This is WSES 772, going back to monitoring.
Yourself a safe trip there, and best for a New Year season. And we're going to be signing off ourselves because we're almost back to the home QTH. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, we're clear.
W93 is quick radio check.
W93, you're coming in good.
thank you. Appreciate it. On days like I could probably run low power and hit the repeater, but I want to see if the things get. Anyway, happy holidays. You sounded good too, by the way. You sounded really good. WSFB 793 monitoring.
There's a lot of bacon fry, but you're making it. Probably need a little bit more power or height there. WRMZ 294.
I appreciate that, 294. I moved a little bit on those handhelds over there by tomorrow. Thought I'd just told JC 86.9 officers just to get out there, and it's right there today.
Very good. Yeah, I think you're coming in on the Detroit repeater. I know the Detroit repeater is having some but may not necessarily be you, but a signal is getting in.
Yeah, roger on that Detroit repeater. That's what I'm on, man. There's been a lot of crackling through that repeater the last few days.
Yeah, the downtown Detroit area just got a lot of RF going on, so I'm not surprised. But all right, well, you take care. I will. I'm going to be on the side here. WRMZ 294.
Very good, 294. Appreciate it. I'm gonna switch some radios around, see what I can come up with here. WSAH 780 and Flatline.
WRZ 954. Zero 2, you around? I don't know, contact 902. WSFC 93, medium power.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSEQ 575, is there anyone on the frequency that could give me a radio check? WSEQ 575 listening.
Five seven five, this is WSAX 712 from Westland. I got you loud and clear.
Brother, I appreciate
Whiskey
coming
Sugar,
back to
Delta,
you.
Delta,
just
439 in
yesterday, programmed
Western.
It in, and
sounding good.
First call I've made on it, just wanted to make sure I was getting out of the yard, but I appreciate you coming back to me.
I doubled with you a little bit there.
Probably sound good
WSCB
over here,
2-1.
WSSB, 793.
You're sounding good up here.
I had two talking over each other, but it sounds like I'm getting out pretty fairly well anyway. Name is Jim. I'm here in Cotchville Township here in Saginaw. Appreciate you guys coming back to me.
WSAX 712 from Westland. My name is Aaron. No problem at all. And to the other two that were on frequency, I could hear you. There was some talk coming over it. But for the sake, WSAX 712, clear and standing by.
Yeah, I believe me and somebody else doubled up. Everybody sounding good, though. No problems at all.
Whiskey Town Foxtrot 902. Dave, Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, you're out there? Whiskey Town Foxtrot 902. Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, Mr. Dave, you're out there?
Okay, this is on the mobile unit. How do you copy now?
WSC-922 radio check.
N22 is working.
They're on. Go ahead. Yeah, roger that. Thank you for the comeback. Just playing around with a couple different antennas here.
Yeah, roger that. You got a little hash noise in your background, but nothing, you know, to nitpick about, but the audio's clean, sounds good there, roger.
Appreciate comeback. WSGH-92 on the site.
No problem, sir. WSRV-793 on the site.
Station 218 WIUG, ready, copy.
BRZX 218, good afternoon, Jet.
Well, good afternoon. How am I sounding out that way?
Sound okay.
Okay, how you doing? This morning is beautiful outside, and I'm driving. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, okay. Couple of crackles here and there, but you're in the mobile. Yeah, it's nice out. I thought it was supposed to be windy, they said, but it's calm here.
There's hardly anything here. Beautiful day. Sunshine. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, it'll be dark a couple hours anyway, so try it again tomorrow. Go ahead.
Oh, I see. I'm on the mobile anyhow. I'm on my DB20G, so that's why it's sounding good anyhow. I'll be on the base station in a few minutes. Not a few minutes, maybe an hour or so. Roger?
Copy that. You got that new one, 600 in there yet?
Oh, I tried to program it by hand. It went through, but it doesn't get out. So, have to wait for the computer to kick back in. Then redo it by the computer. Roger.
Oh, copy that. Okay. The chirp. Got to do the chirp or something. And program the frequencies and everything. Well, see what happens.
I also want to program the 15 and the 700.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, put in a couple.
Well, I think it's a good radio. A really good radio. You know what? Get you one of those antennas, those commercial antenna. VHF, VHF.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, dual band.
WSBM 993. YUT 488 WSBM 993.
We lost them.
That sounds like it. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
WRZ 218, standing by.
Station 993, are you still by?
WIUT 488, WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jack, I just wanted to apologize yesterday there when I was talking to you last night. My HD battery died, so I apologize for our conversation being cut short there or whatever in the middle of our conversation. I just wanted to let you know that I didn't wasn't ignoring you or whatever. You were probably still trying to talk back to me or however, but my HD battery died, so I do apologize, but I was just reaching back out to let you know that. WSBM 993.
I was going to tell you, and I forgot. I'll think about it and let you know anyhow. I might call you later on. I don't know if that you got that antenna and the magnet mount anyhow. And this is the good for the radio. I don't know what kind of radio you're going to put in, Roger.
Yeah, I'm looking at that DB20G, the same kind that you got. I'm looking at getting one of them. But I did look on there on that antenna that you did tell me about on the website there, that Nagoya antenna, and it said that it was no longer available, that it was discontinued.
See, that's why I was telling you. Maybe they have
IG488WSBM993, you're really broken up and really choppy. It's hard to make you out.
How about now? Is now any better?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, that's... And tell them the 73, is it fit the same antenna? The Nagoya 73, Roger?
That's still really bad, broken up, Jack. I couldn't make anything out. Transmission was okay for a minute, but it started breaking up again.
Stand by for a short.
Repeat that, WSBM 993.
Are you still there?
Station 993,
WIUG 38. Jack, WSBM 993.
Yeah. So what you do, call them and ask them you want the Nagoya 73 and see if it, I think I'll match that antenna you got, the one I gave you. Roger.
You said Nagoya 73?
Nagoya 73. That is a good antenna too. Ask them for that, see if they have it.
That. And what was the name of that company again, one more time?
Buy two-way radio. Buy BY two-way radio.
Yeah, buy two-way radio.com. Yep, I copied. Nagoya 73.
Yeah, they should have that one. With no problem.
Happy that, and then like I said, probably that DV20G for the mobile unit is probably what I'm going to go with, that same radio you got.
And let me tell you, that is the best radio. And I think, I don't know, it's probably still $85.
$185 Amazon?
Amazon. Amazon got them on sale.
See that, all right. Yeah, I'll look into that too as well. I appreciate you, Jack. Definitely. Good talking to you again, and sorry about, appreciate all your help. Sorry about cutting off there last night on you there during the middle of our conversation. Like I said, the HD battery died. So, but I'll get off of here for right now, and you take it easy. I appreciate everything, and thanks again. This will be WSBM 993 clearing your final.
Anytime you like. No problem at all. Catch you later. WIUG 38. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 38.
Go ahead. I'm here. Over.
Do me a favor. I'm on 625. I'm going to switch on 675 and see if you see any difference or anything. Because there probably is something wrong with that Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
Yeah, earlier I was doing that breaking up again, in and out. So I don't know if it's still doing it or not. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go on 675 and see what happens. WIUG, what are you doing? Station 218. Station 218 WIUG 48 on 675.
Yeah, roger that. It sound okay so far.
Yeah, okay, no problem. If I'm signing okay, that means I'm through with it. Alright. Randall, we'll talk later. I'm going to clear out of here a little bit. I'm on my destination anyhow. I'm just sitting in the car. Talk to you later. WIUG 48.
Roger that. Yeah, it sounds okay. Even though you're in the mobile too, so far so good. Maybe they fixed it. It was acting up this morning when I was listening. All right, talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're standing by.
WSTI 847. WIUG 388. Copy. Yeah, try it one more time. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 388. Copy. WIUG 38 clear. Station 542. Copy. WIUG 38 clear.
Hey, out there.
STM 993 monitoring.
Yes, 386 mobile.
This is WRTP 347. Monitoring.
Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Dan, Foxtrot 902, Dave, you out there? Dan, Foxtrot 902, Mr. Dave, you out there? Clear.
WSET 544, WSEU 445, you copy?
Four, four, five.
How's the weather up there?
Starting to cool off. It's not snowing or anything right now.
Alright, I'm going to be heading that way. We got a bunch of just giant flakes here last night, but it all melted, so it's gone this morning. But I just want to make sure it was clear for the trip home.
Yeah, it's not too bad right now. We got, like I said, it's starting to cool off a little bit. There's some snow this morning, but the road should be pretty good for you all the way up.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. I'll be chatting with you later. WSET 544, clear on your final.
WSEU 445, clear.
Four, four, five. What do you guys have?
Four, four, five. We're up in Gaylord.
Thanks for the cell report. My mom lives over in Alpena. I'm down here in the city, so appreciate you.
Roger.
WSCF 550, you're coming through a little staticky.
Roger that, 550. Just trying out a Nagoya mag mount antenna here on a little HID radio 83. Been using the 771 rubber ducky style, but thought I'd try this mag mounter. I got a base station coming here in the next day or two, so I'm just trying to see how it's working out, if it's getting out any better.
Yeah, I can definitely hear you. It's just there's a lot of static in the background, so there's no problem in understanding your transmission.
Yeah, it probably would help if I put the antenna outside and just sit next to a window here. So I don't know if that clarified any better or not. But.
WSDH 380, and advice.
Go ahead.
Yeah, 380 here. This is a gentleman with the Nagoya magnet mount.
Yeah, go ahead. WSCH-92, right here.
Copy that. What do you got that magnet mount mounted on?
It's on a cookie sheet, sitting on a chair next to the window.
Yeah, copy that. Mine's on the kitchen range. I have the same setup. I'm running a radiodity ED, what is it, 20G.
Yeah, roger that. That's, I'm sure you probably know Jack, John here. He's got the same, he had recommended that same radio to me, and I pretty much just went out and pulled the trigger on getting one of those myself, so just waiting for it to show up.
Yeah, copy that. I heard him, I think it was yesterday, and he said he was talking on a 50 watt, so he must have gotten another radio.
Yeah, that I'm not sure. I know it's the 20G that he recommended, and then I got the Nagoya 72 mag mount for the truck. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, I never tried this one mobile, but I use it as a, like a makeshift base station. Over.
Yeah, where are you out of? I'm over in Grambling getting the Flint repeater.
I copy that. I'm at the intersection of 696 and I-75, northwest corner of Hazel Park.
Yeah, copy that.
I'm on the 625 downtown in Detroit.
Yeah, you sounded really good. Coming in real clear here.
I got just a little bit of static in the background for you, but you're perfectly readable.
All right, well, hopefully my DB20 will show up here in the next day or two and I can clear that static up. So I'll be on the side here.
Turn 4, good luck with that DB20. Did you say you were on a kid radio?
Yeah, SID Radio H3. Over.
I copy the H3. I was thinking about getting one of them myself. All right, my friend. You have a good new year. I'm going to be on the side here. WSTH380, standing by.
Station 922, WIUG 88, copy. Yeah, Jack, go ahead.
I know you have a good radio, plus I heard you have a Magnamount. That Magnamount you got there, it's a good Magnamount, but the thing is you have a cookie sheet. You got to have cookie sheet for that. That's number one. Number two, check your connection with that good radio. The connection, you know how it is when you tie it up, the coax and all that, you got to check that really good because if they lose, you're going to have that problem. Otherwise, you're sounding good.
Roger that. Yeah, actually, while you said that, I was a little bit loose on both of my connections, so I just snugged them up. I don't know if that helped any. Over.
Helped a lot. Like I say, if you got that Magnamount, the Nagoya, what's that, 72, 73? If that's what you got, you need a cookie sheet. And I don't really know what cookie sheet means or not.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, sitting on a cookie sheet, Jack. Just sitting here right next to the windowsill, so that's all we got.
You're doing good.
You're doing really good. I'm on this DB20G. Yesterday I was on the 50-watt radio, but now I'm on the DB20G. It's a good radio, let me tell you something. And if you need to run the base station with that Magnum on, that is a good radio for that. Because I ran that in the truck. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if you heard the conversation, but I did end up pulling the trigger and ordered one of those off Amazon today. So I hope to get that unit in the next couple days. Over.
I see what you're saying. Well, when you get it, put it together and give us a shout. I'll be glad to help you out with no problem at all. WIUG
488. All right, Jack, appreciate it. Everybody's been pretty helpful on here so far. Appreciate all the help. WSGH922, I'll be on the side.
Station at Hazel Park, how you doing today? I think it's 380. Roger?
Yes, sir, that's it, 380. What kind of 50 water did you get there, Jack?
Well, I know you have both licenses. You can use this one, but I got the 9600.
I'm not familiar with that one. Who makes it?
This one here is analog and digital, both of them. Because if I'm getting my AM license, that's why. So I got both of them in here. And the TYT makes it.
Okay, copy that. What kind of power supply are you running that off of?
Make sure you get a good power supply. This one is, it says on the radio 13.8. Make sure it says 13.8. It's a 12-volt power supply. You want me to give you the name of it?
No, that's okay. I was just curious. The power supply I'm working off of is probably about 30, 35 years old. And it's like a 3-watt bill, but it's enough to push this radio. The radio says I'm getting 14.6 volts to it.
Yeah, well, that's good anyhow. But 13.8 is the right power supply for these radios. Roger?
I copy that. I got a couple of other power supplies, but this one here was handy, so I've dusted it off and hooked it up.
If you want, I'll switch that 50-watt radio and see what you're sounding. I don't know if you're going to know the difference or not between the DB20G, and I'll switch it. Give me a few minutes.
Copy that.
I'm on a 50 watt. What is the difference between that one and this one?
Honestly, Jack, I think the other one sounded a little bit better. You're still good. You're still perfectly readable with just a little bit of static in the background.
Okay, how about now? I'm on 675. I was on 625 repeater.
Can't tell much difference out of them. Sound about the same. Actually, it sounds pretty darn good.
You see, I got this radio because it's digital, And that's what I'm going to do, is maybe use this in the future. But I still like my DB20G. Anyhow, that DB20G, you can talk on the ham side if you know how to program it. It get both of them. And I have a friend of mine, he's got that DB20G. He was talking to ISS from it. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. That's pretty good talking to the International Space Station.
Yeah, he was talking on it on that DB20G. It's a good radio. Let me tell you that DB20G. I still got the one in the car with a Magnum on.
You plug that one into a cigarette lighter?
Yeah, that's what I use. That cigarette lighter is 13.8, and that's what I needed. I got one out of Amazon, you know how it is. I have the dual one because I have a GPS, Garmin GPS I have, so I hook up both of them. And the one thing I like about that one is it's got the fuse in the middle. If the fuse happened, that's all you got to do, change the fuse.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. I got to cut this short. I got a phone call coming. Talk to you later. You have a good New Year's if I don't talk to you again. It's over.
No problem. You take care and you have a good evening and have a New Year. WIUG 48. WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG, what is your copy? There's nobody out there, Christ.
All right, thank you. WIUG, what is your clear?
Whiskey 544, monitoring. WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy. WSET 544, monitoring. WRTX 930.
Station 930. WIUG, waiting, copy.
I copy, Jack. How are you doing tonight?
Very good. How about you? How am I sounding?
A little bit scratchy, but you're in there. I think you're still on the Detroit, right?
How about now? Is now any better? I'm on Detroit repeater right now.
The last transmission was a little bit better. I will agree to that.
And this one? Because right now I'm on 675.
Yeah, that sounds worse. That sounds a little more garbled.
I don't know, Jan. How about now? Is now any better?
Well, that one sounds pretty clear. That one sounds like two transmissions ago. Are you switching between something?
Oh, I'm on that 50-watt radio.
I see. I knew. Wasn't there some issue with the McComb repeater that they had to fix a connection or something like that?
That's what I heard this morning. The McComb repeater had a little problem with connection or something like that. And before it was a problem too. When it rained, one of them connectors got in water into it, and that's what happened.
Yeah, water is never any fun. Well, did you have a good Christmas there, Jack?
Yes, I did. I had a very good Christmas. Presents, eat a lot, drink a lot, and play cards.
Well, that sounds like a good Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. And we had our daughter over with her boyfriend for 4 days or so, 4 or 5 days. They just went back yesterday or so. That was good having her around. Yeah, good Christmas.
Yeah, you know, a little bit, the weather wasn't that good, was a drizzling, you know, that Christmas Eve. Then it got better, I guess, and that's what happened. But yeah, it was a good Christmas, it really is. Now we got to find out about New Year's. What is any New Year day, Roger?
Well, the weather will be what the weather will be. I call this weather actually pretty crappy because it's too warm. I don't like it. All our snow melted. I'd much rather have snow on the ground and it'd be freezing rain or snow or something. But yeah, rain is, rain in December, January, it doesn't compute in my brain.
Well, people, you gotta go out there and have fun. You gotta ride your snowmobile. You gotta go ski and all do other stuff, slitting and sliding with the cars, you know. And get on your four wheeler and go around, and that's how it is.
Yeah, I think after my doctor's appointment next week, I'm going to just go back up to the UP where there's some snow.
Yeah, and start finish that big project out that way. Roger?
Well, I don't have any shortages of big projects, but I'm not doing them in the middle of winter up there, so I'm just going to enjoy the snow and enjoy my time there.
Yeah, that was a good idea. That is a good thing to do. Sit down, relax, have a beer and have a cigar, watch TV, and that's all you can do up that way. Roger?
Well, the lake's not frozen yet, so I can take the kayak out and do some winter kayaking and look at the ice cliffs on the side of the cliffs there. Gorgeous.
when you can do that. It's a kind of a rare thing that you can put the kayak in, but you got to be careful. There's ice and other stuff floating around in the water, and that weather is not going to come up on you real quick, but you can do it and just go out and enjoy it for a little bit, come back in, and it's an experience.
Yes, I never went on a kayak. I got in on the boat a few times, and that's about it. Yeah, I never. They said in the summer the kayaks is better up north, and those are streams. I don't know how good they are. I have not tried that one.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm some expert kayaker. I just put it on Lake Superior when the lake is calm and putts around within a few miles of the lakeshore where I'm at there. But you can do that in the winter sometimes at this time of year where it's not quite frozen yet. You can get in there and then you can view the ice cliffs. There's some ice cliffs from... You can view them from the water then instead of from the shore, and it's great. It's a great experience.
So does that mean it'd be better off in the winter time to do that in the kayak or summer? Which one is it?
Well, there's no better time. It's just when the time presents itself. That's all I'm saying here. There's a time when the water's not frozen, but it's been cold enough in previous days where there's presents ice cliffs, so you can get your kayak in the lake, do your thing, putz around a little bit, look at it, but yeah, every day is a different day on Lake Superior, so... Summertime, wintertime, it doesn't matter. You got to be aware of the weather, but on certain days, you can do it, and it's a gorgeous experience.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So how is the wife? Wife doing good?
Yeah, she's all right. That foot is still a problem for her. I don't think the surgery went according to plan because she's like, it still hurts. It's just a different kind of hurt. So she's like, I don't know if I should have had this surgery done or not.
I don't know, Ken. I don't like to have any surgery in the wintertime, except summertime, because when it's hot out there, you really don't feel half all of that problems. That's the way I think. I don't know.
Yeah, she's not too happy with the outcome of that one, but I think it is better, but... That's my opinion. She has a different opinion. And it's her foot, so... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to second guess that.
Well, I hope she'll have better days anyhow. Yeah, listen, you know, winter time is a little bit tough on all those things, you know. I get some time... You know, arthritis in my leg, and you talk about you cannot even walk, not even half a mile. And really, that was something different, you know. I never had that problem, but when I got to 70, that's what happened.
Yeah, man, I got bad knees, and some days... Bad knees can be very different than other days. Like, I can be perfectly fine most days, and then other days it's like, you wake up and it's like, oh my God, what the heck is wrong with my knee? I can't get out of bed, I can barely walk. You start moving it a little bit, and it's a little bit better, but it's like, I guess I'm just an old man.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you get old every day, that's what they say. I see that every day, Ken. WIUG 48.
Yep, you're not getting any younger, so it ain't going to get better all by itself. So unless you do something to change it, it's only going to get worse. WRTX 930.
Well, you know, the weather is changing by you there by Wednesday. They said it'll snow up that way. But in Detroit, it's not going to snow. It's going to just rain.
Yeah, I'll take the snow. I'm on a dirt road here, and the road's been a complete mess. My wife got mad at me today because my car is trashed from driving down the road, and she wanted to go out and get something. I'm like, well, take my car. She's like, I don't like driving your car. I'm like, I'm going to take my car. I'm like, but your car's clean. My car's already trashed. Just take my car out. I'm like, and she's like, oh, really? I can't go anywhere now because the road is trashed? I'm like, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying my car is already trashed and your car is clean. Just take my car. I ended up going to get it. Whatever she wanted. I went and got it.
You know what, I don't know, I don't like dirt roads, you know, but, you know, fine, dirt road, no problem, you know, if you're living like 10 miles dirt road and all that, you know, then you forget about a clean car. But if you go from here to there, and you got dirt road, and you're going to get all that mud and all that on the car, and when you go to, you know, to pave it, paving road, you know, or a straight road, and you see all that. And when you get out of the car and you look at your car, it looks like somebody put a mud on it.
Yeah, it's really only certain times of year, like when it gets cold, it's fine, and then, but it's really when it, you know, if it rains and if it's in the middle of summer and it's wet, it's okay. Your car's going to get a little dirty. I tend to go a little bit slower so the car doesn't get totally destroyed. But it's this kind of scenario where it's cold and then there's a bunch of snow on it and then it gets super warm like it has in the last couple of days. Then the road just, the top, like, 2 inches of it just turns to total mud, where, you know, if it's the summertime and it just rains, it's a kind of a different scenario. It's just the top little couple of millimeters, but when it's snow and then it gets warm, the whole road just, like, the top 2 or 3 inches just, it will destroy your car if you go down it.
I guess you're right about that. And you know what? You can't even look at the window because it's all mud. And you don't know who's coming this way and who's going the other way. So before you get up there again, get in the car again, you got to wipe all that stuff out before you get in. And you know what? Who's got time for that? I don't.
Well, when your taxes are $5,000 a year cheaper than elsewhere, it becomes okay.
Yeah, you know what, but I don't buy that. You know what, if I move into something like that, I'll hire the paving people. I said, how much you want for the whole street up to my house? Put a paved road up to my house and leave the rest of it alone. I don't think they can do anything about it. I mean, the city probably say, thank you, Roger.
Well, the township would definitely say thank you, that's for sure. But I think you'd be staring at a good couple hundred thousand dollars.
I don't know, can't do it. I figure out every time you go wash your car, it's going to cost you $12 to $20. You might as well put that road and get a couple thousand dollars, put the road and get it over with. You don't have to swim on that water.
Yeah, one of the neighbors that I'm friends with kind of said the same thing. He's like, they had a proposal to pave this road a few years ago, and it didn't pass. And I'm like, well, you'd be lucky because this is a rural road, but there's already, because all the rest of the paved roads around here were paved in the 50s and then just been repaired since. They're all total crap. So you can't go fast down any of those paved roads, even though they're paved, and that's fine. I kind of wish I lived on one of them, actually, but this dirt road, they grade all the time, and it's perfectly flat. There's people going 70, 80 miles an hour down this road during the summer sometimes, and it's like, if they paved this road, it'd be all brand-new, awesome pavement, and it would be, you know, up to 2024 engineering spec and not 1960 stuff, and it'd be perfect. There'd be people going 200 miles an hour down this road. I don't think you want this road to be paved.
That's the reason why they don't want it paved at all, because that way those people, they don't go 200 miles an hour. They just slow down and go slow, and that's what they like to do. That's by you over there. I don't know by here. By here, they drive like a crazy. 100, 80, 100, and it's only 54, 45, and they don't care.
Oh, I tell some of my family members sometimes that the stretch of I-75 between, like, Birch Run here and Flint, it's four lanes. And, yeah, it's crowded on the weekends, on the summertime. You know, it'll be all packed up, and nobody can go fast or do anything. But during the week, that stretch of highway is just a racetrack. If you're doing 80, you're going to get hit from behind and bad. Like, 90 is the average speed. Most people are going 95, 100. It's like, what? What is going on? The freaking racetrack.
Yeah, you know what? That remind me. Every time you pass Flint, I'm not kidding you. Forget about 70 miles an hour. They say 70 miles, forget it. If you're going 90, 100 miles an hour, and what it is, we'll follow each other too. They never stay in one spot. They just switch lanes. They just go. Just after Flint. I don't know if there's a gas station there right on 75. It was shut down. I don't know what it was, No, I think it was one of the Total gas station. and that's where they go. I don't know why, but they do it right there. They just want to get home. Roger.
Yeah, no, the stretch between Flint and Bertrand is four lanes, and during the week when there's no traffic, it's 80, 90. If you're doing 85, 90, you're keeping up, and there's many people doing well over that.
Yeah, one thing I say, when you go to Midland, it jump up to 75. Why don't they jump it up right there, right from a friend, jump it up to 75 and everybody will slow down. I think they'll do that. They would not go that fast because it's 75. They said, that's enough for you.
Yeah, it can turn to crazy town real quick. It's 75 north, just north of Flint. It's 75 miles an hour, and that's the speed limit. It changes just north of Flint. Actually, I think it's, I'm not sure, is it 75 between Clarkston and Flint? It could be. I know it's 75 between Flint and north of there, but I think it actually might be 75 mile an hour limit between Clarkston and Flint.
Well, I don't know. I can't say because I have been not drive up that way for 2 years because it was 70 all the way to get to almost Midland. And when you go to Midland, it'll jump up to 75. What they should have done, they just should have left it 75 and that's about it.
I don't know if I can break through from here, but it's 70 from Clarkston to Flint.
All right, we heard you there, Station 70 from Clarkston to Flint. Yeah, I drive it off, and I guess I don't pay attention to the speed limit there because I just kind of go with traffic.
At WSEX 400, yeah, I live here in Davisburg, so I used to drive that quite a bit.
That's why I go on 75 so north. I just go the with the flow. So and if I see somebody in a high-speed lane, I'd be behind him.
People are doing what they're doing.
You're not going to get caught in the back. You gotta get caught in the first car going through. So I will be behind them. And that's why it takes me not too long to go wherever I want to go.
Hey, WSCX 400, you guys have a great night. I gotta jump out here for a little bit. Jack, good to hear from you. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you take care, and Happy New Year, if we don't talk again. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I got to get back to my car maintenance here, Jack. Good talking with you, and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then. WRTX 930.
All right, Ken. Good to chat with you. You take care. And have a happy New Year. All of us. WIUG 48.
WSTA 350. I'm actually driving south on 75 right now. Just where it turned 70 from 75, and heading over the Zilwaukee Bridge at the moment.
So, before Zilwaukee, you're saying it's 75 mile an hour?
Yeah, turned from 75 down to 70, right about Midland, and now it's 70, but everyone's going about 80.
Yeah, that's how it is. I think they left it alone. It used to be, 70 all the way to Midland a long time ago, not now. But they changed it in Midland. They changed it to 75. I guess because the people, they're trying to get to a casino over there in Midland. That's probably why. They put a speed limit higher. And this is WIUG 88.
Yeah, but like you were saying, when you get closer to Flint, it doesn't seem to matter what the speed limit is. Everyone just seems to go, as fast as they can. And I just try and go with the speed of traffic. Just go with the flow.
Yeah, that is the best thing to do. How's the traffic going? See, some of them, when you get on that Zilwaukee Bridge, some of them do 80, 85. They just want to get out of that bridge. I don't blame them. That high enough for everything. So, but you know what? It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. He's not drunk or anything like that. It's okay. So you drive fast. And you know what? Everybody else is happy because, no brakes, no nothing.
Yeah, I don't mind it as long as people slow down when they need to. When there's, more traffic or people are driving different speeds, then you got to slow down and really pay attention. But, if everyone's going and there's nothing stopping traffic, I don't know, I'll go with them.
Well, anyhow, I got to back out of here for a little bit. Good talking to you. And drive safe over that way. And Happy New Year. WIUG 88.
Happy New Year, Jack. WSDA 350 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRW, Alpha 696, testing. WRW, A696, clear.
WRVJ 258.
WSBY 438, Isabella County.
WSBY 438, WRFX 966, Brian, down here in Warren, Michigan.
You're sounding really good, Brian, Warren, Michigan. 10-2 copy.
You're crystal clear, loud and strong down here into our repeater system and the MI-8 system. Roger.
Roger, roger. That's really strong. You got a strong sounding radio. Well, that's good to hear. We're making the trip down there, no doubt about it. Happy New Year to you. I didn't catch your call letters, but Brian in Warren, Michigan, I remember that. You have a good night. Appreciate the shout back.
Well, I believe I talked to you from the parking lot of the Home Depot Thanksgiving time. I own property up in Isabella County. But the place is closed up till springtime. WRFX 966, Brian.
WRFX? Where's my pencil? I'm gonna, by the time I find it, I got a file up here somewhere. WRI, and I can't even think of it now, 966?
WRFX 966.
I'll say that again, meaning I'm wrong. WRFX 966, Brian.
That is correct, sir.
Warren, Michigan. I was born in Warren, Michigan. St. Joseph's Hospital.
Well, I grew up in St. Clair Shores, born and raised in St. Clair Shores. Been going up to Isabella County since I was about 14 years old. I own 10 acres out in the middle of the woods, out in between Clair and Mount Pleasant. On that last one, I caught about half of what you said. I know you're on the Barrington repeater, and you're keying up our Mayville repeater. That's quite a hike. Probably around March. Like I said, things are getting a little dicey with the connection. I will talk at you later, hopefully, if not before, in the spring. Have a happy new year. WRFX 966.
Okay, Brian, the Lions won. Go to bed. WRCY 565 is going to bed as well.
Good evening, Don. I got a little bit left on my video to finish up, about 15 minutes, then I'm turning in. Got to go to work at the church tomorrow morning. Have a good night. WRFX 966.
Yeah, I heard, came across your transmission with the person up north, and as I was getting ready to shut down, lines one, that's all that matters to me. All right, we'll catch you later. Have a good night. We'll talk at you. WRCY 565.
Roger, roger, on the Lions one, WSTY 438. Fighter one.